We need to keep up crossing our fingers that it's going to come. But, you know, I always say if you want to have these businesses in your community, the locals also need to be heading out there and supporting them, too.
So. And don't be afraid to try out a new business. Even if like you're not sure about it, it's a restaurant you've never been to, go for it. You can find the best restaurant you've ever been to.
Yep.
Matter of fact, now's probably the perfect time to be doing that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. If we don't have the options that we would normally have, you know, you can't spend your weekend on the snowmobile on the seat of whatever motorized vehicle you normally would. Spend it on Barstool instead, at least one day. And maybe I shouldn't be saying it that way. I'll qualify that a little bit, but I think people get the drift.
Yeah.
Shop local, patronize local businesses the way that they aren't. You know, the people from Illinois and southern Wisconsin, you haven't been seeing them, and that's great. But that means you should be getting out and occupying their bar stools.
Yep. Well, and these are the businesses, too, you think about it, who are supporting our local organizations. So when somebody comes around looking for a donation for a fundraiser, for any of the number of organizations that we have around here, those are the businesses that are supporting that. It's not the out-of-town businesses. It's not those places. Yeah, it's the ones that are right here in our community.
These businesses, they are always supporting the community. In fact, they're what built the community. Mm-hmm. Without them, we would not be here.
Yep.
We say often and loudly, they're the first in local employment, of course, charitable giving, all kinds of things like that. Sports sponsorships for local high school teams who desperately need funding for their activities. Mm-hmm. Local businesses are the reason we're able to live the way we are.
And absolutely,
our lifestyle is what attracts so many of us to the area. So if we want to keep it that way, I mention it on my show now and again, like, hey, if you want what you got to stay available to you, you cannot hang out at home every day that it's possible for you to do so. You've got to spend some time giving a little bit back to the community.
Yeah, you like a certain business, go there often.
yep. They'll love to see you, I promise.
Oh, absolutely.
Sounds like something a person wouldn't need to be told. But then again, you watch drug commercials. Don't take if you're allergic. So we need reminding now and again.
You know, it's never a bad thing to kind of remember that and go, oh, hey, you know, I can find that locally. And I'm often surprised if I go into a shop and I'll see something and go, oh my gosh, I didn't even know we had that here. I thought that I had to go out of town to get that, and now I know. So even if it's just to bum around and kind of take a look at places, I am always surprised at the good things that we can find right here in our community.
Exploring places familiar to you is its own experience. If you think you know it all right, go out and get a surprise, because first of all, you're wrong. Second of all, let's find out how. It'd be a great time to do that with some extra awesome weather during Phillips Winterfest. We do also have on Saturday, the 27th, the 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Phillips Area Chamber, ice fishing tournament. Is that going to be affected by the weather?
We're going on with it. The ice is good out there, but we do advise caution. There are some spots that, you know, channels and things like that, that might not be as good. So we really, you know, we're confident that people are going to be able to get out there and do some ice fishing. People are excited about it. We've got some awesome prizes. We do an 80% cash payout, so of the registration fees. So it's a really nice tournament. People get excited about it. We do advise caution, be smart out there, but get out and have a good time. Like I said before, the weather will be great. We won't be freezing our fingers off, so.
Perfect.
Best advice I can give is if you're uncertain about the ice, don't trust it.
Right.
We don't want an impromptu polar plunge.
Yeah, trust your gut on that one. I've been on the wrong side of the ice once in my life, and oof, man.
If you have to question it, don't.
Yep. Yeah. There are plenty of places that you can go. It's on the chain of lakes in Phillips. Plenty of places you can go on the chain that have good ice. If there's a spot that you're like, just stay away.
Yeah, and obviously, if you see running water, give it a very wide berth.
Absolutely.
What else we got? It looks like snowshoe race. That should be in great shape.
Yeah.
A lot of indoor events. We've got the Snow Much Fun. We've got Moose Lodge Kids Bingo. Fishing contest prizes. That's for the ice fishing contest earlier. Ice skating party. That should be a go.
Yep.
Bonfire, fireworks. So basically, Winterfest is a go. Winterfest is on.
Absolutely.
Regardless of what it looks like outside.
Yep. And that evening activity at Elk Lake Park in Phillips will start at 6 p.m. Like you mentioned, we've got the ice skating party. The ice skating rink is flooded. I've been watching it. I've seen people down there skating. So that should be good. And then we've got a giant bonfire. That's always a lot of fun. Nice and toasty. The wood's getting delivered this week. So that's going to be really great. And then have you guys ever seen winter fireworks?
I don't think I have, come to think of it.
Oh, they're really neat. Those colors, it's dark and the colors just pop. It's just so cool. And you've got the warm fire
on the white on the ground. Okay, cool.
Absolutely. It's really neat.
I may have to stop by.
Definitely.
That sounds beautiful.
And I've been telling people, hey, the roads are clear. It's a good day. Even if you're, you know, out of town, take a ride over to Phillips. The roads are clear. Go out to eat. Go get something to, you know, go get something to warm you up and then head over to the fireworks. It's a good day for it. And there's a lot going on. The Girl Scouts Scouts are hosting that ice skating party, so there will be free cocoa and cookies. And, you know, if anybody wants to get, like, an advanced sample of some Girl Scout cookies, there might be some there. I'm just saying.
Wow. Okay. We're going to get some insider info on some things that we didn't even know would be at Winterfest. Man.
That's right.
If you're not there, it's your own fault at this point.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, well, that, I mean, shoot, that's the whole list. We can say for certain that Winterfest activities are, it's going to be actually, like you said earlier, for especially for people like me, I'm not for the cold. I love living here. I love northern Wisconsin in general, but I spend a lot of time indoors during the winter.
Yeah.
I think this might be the kind of Winterfest that's a little more attractive to me. So hopefully there are some listeners out there who agree. Use it as an opportunity to patronize those new local businesses. And some of them have popped up recently. Some of them have been there forever, and you just haven't been. What are you doing? Get into them. I think that should just about cover the activities list. Is there anything else we needed to know about Winterfest?
Not specifically. They can find all of the information on our website at phillipswisconsin.net. We've got a Chamber Facebook page and a Winterfest Facebook page. So detailed information and the schedule and everything can be found there. I would just like to take this opportunity to say thank you to all of our sponsors, all of our volunteers. The snowmobile clubs all chipped in to sponsor those fireworks, and they do the bonfire. So we've got a lot of volunteers and a lot of stakeholders in the community who have contributed to make this a good event. So I just want to say thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're all massively appreciated.
Well, it's a huge list of premier sponsors, too. So thank you to everybody who's contributed and who will be contributing with your time and your funds this weekend at Phillips Winterfest. Actually, kind of already going here, but this weekend it'll be on in full swing. The candlelight walk Friday night starts at 6, and then events start Saturday at 7 a.m. with the ice fishing tournament, and then 10:30 a.m. with the snowshoe race, and then throughout the whole day, correct?
Yep, absolutely, and today is the last day to pre-register for that snowshoe race, so phillipsflory.com. People can check that out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Laura. It's been a pleasure having you here on Reality Radio today.
Thanks a lot.
Well, let's roll some music here on 98Q Country. We've got perhaps another guest to bring on the show in not too long, but between now and then, what have we got, Austin? What's first in the list?
Well, we've got Cop Car by Keith Urban, followed by Let Your Boys Be Country by Jason Aldean, and the rest is a mystery to me.
We'll start there then.
All righty.
More of us after this.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. Thank you. listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Preston, Nikki Haley losing another contest to Donald Trump, this time in the Granite State, telling her supporters,
"This race is far from over. There are dozens of states left to go."
ABC News political director Rick Klein says, "Yeah, but..."
She's right. There's lots of states that haven't voted. Most of the nation has not voted. But if you hone in on what's coming up in the next couple of weeks, you start to see the stark challenge. She's not even on the ballot in Nevada. She can't get any of those delegates. Next up, her home state of South Carolina. That really is must win. And the reason is you have about a month until then, and then Super Tuesday is hot on its heels. That's when you have big states like Texas, North Carolina, Virginia.
As for President Biden, his team has been reaching out to independents, not satisfied with the idea that Donald Trump will likely be the Republican nominee, the president asking them to join the Democrats in November. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican lawmakers are rebuffing Governor Evers' calls for paid family leave and more help for public education and the childcare industry. Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu.
The surplus should be returned to the working taxpayers who have given the state government more than their money than is necessary.
LeMahieu delivered the Republican response to Governor Evers' State of the State speech last night. Groups that work with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault are about to lose $30 million in federal funding. The state Senate committee will consider what the state may do this week. Wisconsin ranks number 7 for domestic violence homicides adjusted for population. Domestic violence killings in Wisconsin went up 20% from 2021 to 22. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
And that was Civic Media News. I'm not hearing myself. Is my...
Oh, yeah, you're there.
Okay, I am here. My headphones are down.
Well, whose fault is that? You should blame the guy on the knob.
I blame the headphones, thank you very much.
I can tell you do, but I blame the guy on the knob.
These headphones might be older than I am, sir.
Fair enough, but...
I blame Joel. These are his headphones. He broke them.
I still blame the guy on the knob. We've got some local athletic info. It does appear that the Shawamigan Athletic Director, Darren Patterson, may be predisposed. And so we've got some athletic info we can share with you, a couple updates. Of course, we already talked about that thriller between Phillips and Shawamigan last night. Shawamigan taking the tilt 62-60, taking the victory there over the Price County rivals. I've got a little bit of an update for Butternut Middle School Volleyball, and we've just got some upcoming athletic events that we'll share with you that'll be happening this week. First off, Butternut Middle School Volleyball. I'd like to thank Cindy Pritzel for sending over a good, thorough update. Last night, the Butternut Middle School girls played Ironwood, and their C team lost their first set 9-25 and won the second set 25-16. Their fourth and fifth graders went up against their seventh and eighth graders, holy cow, and showed that they could play against anyone. Maddie Augustine led with most serves and even had an ace. Kimmy Wagner was the only one that served with no errors. Nice job, Kimmy. Lots of good things happened tonight, and we are watching these young ladies improve every night. So some really hopeful things seen from the C team. Their B team lost the first set 11-25 and won the second set 25-17. Again, going against 7th and 8th graders, these young ladies were starting to set things up, and Chloe Radlinger led the night with two kills. McKinley Hilgart led in serving, and they had a lot less passing errors and were all working to move the ball. The A team swept all three sets, winning 25-17, 25-11, and 25-23. They also had a very strong serving night. Gianna Narring and Bailey Pritzel led the night in serving. Gianna had 13 ace serves, and Bailey came in with 11. That is incredible. Olivia Heyman, Gianna, Natalie Luloff, and Bailey all had three kills on the night. And Brooklyn Tremel added two, and Addison Hahn came in with one. Great things are happening on the court with these young ladies, and they're learning how to set it up so they can attack more. Butternut's going to host Hurley this Friday, January 26th, with a 5:45 start time. Now, that's not a game that we'll have here on 98Q Country, I don't believe, or Jack FM. I'll double-check that and update during my afternoon show to let people know whether they can expect to hear that on the airwaves, but... go and attend it in person. It's going to be an awesome. Obviously, the Butternut girls volleyball team is a team to be reckoned with.
They're setting up to be on a total roll.
I mean, what was it? 25 ace serves between the two players. That's absolutely absurd. The serve placement there is you don't see stuff like that.
They seem
that.
To be doing great.
What else we got going here? Thursday, we got nothing today really in the athletics world. Wednesday being that day of rest that they so deserve. Tomorrow Thursday, varsity girls basketball at Prentice. That's going to be Park Falls at Prentice, and that'll be the 6:30 p.m. start. Friday the 26th, girls basketball hosting Three Lakes, 6:30 p.m. start. And then Saturday, we've actually got a couple pieces here. Varsity wrestling, Marrowood Conference Championships at Phillips. That's a 10 a.m. start. And then varsity hockey that evening, Saturday evening at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. start for varsity hockey versus Pacelli Catholic. So just a brief update on the local sports here on 98Q Country. Of course, always happy to host as many of those sporting events as we can on air when we can get some broadcasters out there, but always happy to promote them and to congratulate and give recognition where it's due. There's for the population we have in the area, it's almost like with musicians. We have a weird number of musicians. We have a weird number of high-quality athletes. It just seems like we don't have enough people to crank out as many stars as we do. But it clearly happens, and attending games is how you can contribute to that process. You're not going to make anybody into an NFL player just by being there and cheering, but you might give them the patience to discipline themselves towards something like that. Well, just by supporting them, absolutely. Just by being there.
And there's nothing quite like actually attending one of the games.
Oh, it's excellent.
That is just an experience in and of itself.
It's excellent. And honestly, my favorite thing is, you'll hear me talk about it often, I don't do cold very well, But give me a hockey game in the winter, and I'm all over it. It's so fun. You get the hot chocolate that is made of gold and magic that just is everything your whole body needs. And right when it wears off and you're starting to get chilly again, the game ends, and you're out of there.
Yep.
So unless you're hanging out to talk smack, and you shouldn't be doing that anyway, as soon as you're cold, you're gone. It's perfect. Yeah. Winter sporting events, local sporting events in general, it's one of those underrated aspects of small town life. Absolutely. It's people that you care about in the stands, people that you care about on the court, and you end up caring about the outcome no matter what, whether you like the game or not.
We've got so many competitive rivalries around here.
We do. We do.
It's insane to hear.
I mean, 62-60, Shawamigan over Phillips last night.
That was an intense game.
You've got any Phillips versus Prentice bout. You've got, and I mean, that's just the very start of the immediate conference. That's before we get outside the geography of Price County, where things get crazy because you get some teams that have similar small numbers. But I mean, I immediately think of football games of high school past against Edgar and Stratford, where, yeah, they're talking about whether they have to play eight man or not. But the fact is, those eight men are some men. They're some farm boys, and they're going to knock you down. So maybe it just comes down to what kind of place we live in that the sports just go right along with it all. But suffice to say, get your backside into some bleachers this week. There are a lot of excellent sporting events. You can check some of them out on 98qcountry.com, as well as recordings from the ones that we've broadcasted here, like last night's game, that 62-60 thriller, Shawamigan over Phillips, the Price County showdown. That was recorded and is available today on 98qcountry.com.
And for the sake of said backside, you might want to bring a cushion for those bleachers. They're not really the softest things.
Not to knock the bleachers, but they're bleachers. You know what you're going to get there.
Even though a lot of the schools aren't, they've got some nice bleachers.
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you get a bleacher revamp, they're going to be better. But bleachers are bleachers. Unless you want to move to stadium seating, you want to go to one of those crazy stadium schools in Texas or something like that. the wooden or plastic bench, there's a maximum, there's an upper limit, there's a ceiling to how comfortable you're going to be.
Yeah, it is just a plank of wood or a little thing of plastic in the end.
And that's why you wait for the pep band, you stay on your feet, and you cheer for the team. You don't have to worry about your backside or the cushion that you brought or did not bring if you're acting appropriately for a local sports
just
setting.
Just remember to keep an eye on the folks behind you. You don't want to be standing and blocking their view.
Unless they're standing and blocking view. I mean,
if they're standing, then that's fine.
It trickles down. It's like trickle-down view blocking. Yeah, it's the moment the front row person stands up, you might as well just fall in line at that point.
Yeah.
It's a standing affair now.
And there is nothing quite like seeing an entire crowd rise to their feet.
Depending on why.
If it's for a good reason, that's the best thing.
If they stand and then stay where they're standing, good things. If they stand and then move rapidly all in the same direction, probably not good things.
No, at that point, you should probably
move in the other direction.
Yeah, other direction, get out of there.
All right. Well, I mean, hey, that's the local sports update for this morning on this morning's edition of Reality Radio here on 98Q Country. And I think that'll lead us into a few more local updates, a little bit more music. I think we actually had some community notices here that we cut off a bit after the state news. So we will roll a little bit more music here. We may or may not have a little bit more here for you today on Reality Radio. Oh, I think we might have breaking news occurring. What am I seeing here? Let's see. Oh, we've actually got more sports. Saturday and Sunday, swimming conference meet at Phillips High School. And then on Saturday, high school conference wrestling. I mentioned that one. Conference championships in Phillips. And then Sunday, there's a youth wrestling invitational. Do we know where that is? Okay, at Phillips as well. So Phillips, it is wrestling weekend at Phillips. Brianna has brought the breaking news, but did not feel like sharing it herself. We don't blame her on that.
Yeah, that's understandable. I wouldn't want to be associated with us either.
So Saturday and Sunday, there's a swimming conference meet at Phillips High School. Saturday, conference championship wrestling, we already mentioned. And Sunday, youth wrestling invitational. So Phillips is the place to be if you don't have any plans. And you should, because it's Winterfest. But before that, to start the day, what are you going to do? Head on over to the Phillips area schools. The sports complex is there. And contribute, support the team.
Absolutely. And with that, we go into local notices.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Bucks need a coach. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After firing their head coach, Adrian Griffin, just 43 games into the season, the Milwaukee Bucks are looking for his replacement. It's the third shortest tenure in the history of the NBA. Analyst Tony Smith.
You know, you got to look at what the Bucks represent. They think they're a championship caliber team, and they're not going to stand for anything less than that. So when they look out on the floor, yeah, the record is 30-13. They're second in the East, but the looks of the team did not fit what management really wanted.
Baseball. The Brewers signed Phillies first baseman Rhys Hoskins to a two-year deal worth $34 million with a one-year option. Hoskins sat out last year after suffering a torn ACL in spring training. College basketball last night, the Badgers held on to beat the Gophers 61-59. The Badgers' A.J. Storr drawing a technical for hanging on the rim after a dunk shot.
I didn't know hanging on the rim and trying to dunk the ball was a Class B technical. I've never been in that position myself. I can't hang on the rim, let alone try to dunk it.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by A&W of Phillips, serving all American food where the food's as good as the root beer. A&W, always a supporter of Northern Wisconsin communities.
My New Year's resolution was to get better at saving, and so far it's going fantastically, all thanks to Kohl's. I just shopped their biggest clearance event of the season and saved up to 85% after an extra 50% on so many great finds, like a warm fleece, cozy PJs, cute jeans, gorgeous dresses, and so many other faves. So don't wait. If you want to start saving more in 2024, get to Kohl's. Select styles, up to 85% after an extra 50% offer ends January 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with fog and some areas of freezing drizzle at times today. A few flurries are possible too with a high of 33. More of the same tonight. Fog, freezing drizzle, little light snow, 29 tomorrow. Some fog, drizzle, freezing drizzle, and light snow with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
Keeping the lights on.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Is a long night, 'cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes and falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire. With every touch they're burning higher.
Down the
was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, Maracas, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring gang scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent maracas smell amazing. You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them gang scent beads. Try gang scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Discover the charm at Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through creaky antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings. Stroll aisles filled with discounted groceries, a curated spirit collection, vintage penny candies, and top-notch outdoor workwear. In January, snag the Great Lakes Brewery Gimme 5 15-drink variety pack for only $8.99 while supplies last. Indulge in sweetness with 14-ounce Pixie Turtle candies, now on special for $3.99. Embrace timeless treasures and unbeatable deals at Fraser's Mercantile.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by North Country Veterinary Clinic and Four Paws Pet Resort of Park Falls and Phillips. Committed to providing the best care for your dogs, cats, pocket pets, birds, and exotic animals.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Chris Brockman here from the world-famous Rich Eisen Show, and the playoffs are now. The stakes are higher than they've ever been, and there's no better way to turn the playoff football's big game energy into 100 times your money than Prize Picks. Just select two or more players. Pick more or less their projection for a wide variety of stats and place your entry. Boom! It's that easy. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, an enormous selection of players and stat options are what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Get in the lab and cook up your winning entry. Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit of up to $100 when you download the Prize Picks app and use the code PRIMETIME. That's code PRIMETIME on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mostly cloudy with fog and some areas of freezing drizzle at times today. A few flurries are possible, too, with a high of 33. More of the same tonight. Fog, freezing drizzle, little light snow, 29 tomorrow. Some fog, drizzle, freezing drizzle, and light snow with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Q Country.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rolls and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt. Dust right off them tonight. Yeah, got a little dirt on my boots. hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. I'm gonna kick him off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Take her home. your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
We can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Wildflowers and Wild Horses by Lainey Wilson here on 98Q Country. And now, Gray, I think we're at the point where we're about ready to shut down for the day. We got several calls, and I think it's about time we go before we get a mob at our door.
Yeah, there have been several complaints. The FCC has not leveled any yet, and I don't think Joel has finished drafting up his complaint to submit to us when he gets back to the studio tomorrow.
Well, knowing his handwriting, he's probably trying to reread it.
Or even later today. Yeah, that's probably fair.
We just got a call.
Our phone went off. We were kidding, but our phone's going off. We're going to hold on for just a second before we leave you for the day on this edition of Reality Radio.
And FCC, we're good people, I promise.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be handing it off to John St. John here in just a moment. Let's just make sure that this phone call has nothing to do with us.
Eventually, Brianna might poke her head up and give us a nod.
She's nodding. We're thumbs up. We're good. All right. We are A-okay.
We're good.
I think that was an okay symbol. It looked a little obscene, but we'll call it a good sign to finish the show,
Brianna,
for the day.
Those gestures in the studios here.
Oh God, she's gonna start throwing things now. Hold on.
We actually have a call.
We do have a call. Hold on. Okay, we've got. We might need an extra minute. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Cool. Well, I think we should be able to squeeze in just a little bit of time with Ileana Winter from the Phillips High School. If you want to pot up the phone first.
Come in there, guys.
Oh, hey, we're not going to make you do anything. Hold on just a moment while we arrange Phillips High School's Ileana Winter on the phone here, 98Q.
Hello? Oh, hi. Like I said, please hold for one moment. We'll get you on the radio.
Austin doubling as his secretarial duties here.
Yep. Now, I believe you should be good to go. Never mind. Hang on.
What do you got there? Hold on. Did you volume up? No, too high. There we go.
Sorry about that.
Much better. Thanks for bearing with the technical difficulties. How's it going today, Ileana?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. How's the high school sports scene treating you this week?
We're doing all right. Last night was kind of a little disappointing with the varsity boys losing a buzzer beater, but it's okay.
Of course. Right. You've been hearing us go on about it all morning, so I'm so sorry. We've definitely been hyping up the Shawamigan team, but fact is, it's kind of neat to just be part of a buzzer beater, isn't it, though? Were you at the game last night?
Yeah, a little shocking. You know, I was kind of hoping for some overtime, but it's okay. It happens.
Yes, it's one of those things that's just, I wouldn't do it again, but it was also kind of cool to be a part of.
Yep.
Excellent. Well, what anything for you personally coming down the pipe here sports-wise soon?
What was that? Sorry.
Do you have anything upcoming for yourself? Any games or anything happening that you'll be part of anytime soon here?
Well, I am the girls' basketball manager. This week they head to Athens for a JV and varsity game. Both games, JV will be at 5:45 and varsity at 7:15. So that'll be tomorrow. Pretty competitive game with Athens all the time. So
okay.
That's tomorrow. And then boys head to Washburn on Friday with JV at 5:45, varsity at 7:15. And then...